Welcome to another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. This morning we're going to go over to Johnson Memorial Health Services in Dawson and visit with Amanda Redapenny. Amanda, what's your title there at Johnson Memorial Health Services?
Good morning, Paul. I am the Director of Nursing at our care center.
Okay. How long have you been with Johnson Memorial Health Services?
I've been at Johnson Memorial for just over 5 years.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your family, and education.
Yeah, so I went into nursing right out of high school, became an LPN and then an RN. I've worked in long-term care pretty much my whole career. I have a 13-year-old daughter who goes to La Caparle. Her name is Ingrid.
Okay. All right. Well, you have a big event coming up. Tell us about it.
Yes, we do. Johnson Memorial, along with the Dawson Arts Association, is excited to bring the Remember Project to the Dawson community. And the Remember Project is a community of professional theater artists that believes in building a more dementia-friendly, dementia-capable Minnesota by using the arts. This event is a virtual two-hour event that includes a one-act play performed by professional actors who bring to life real issues connected to the care, diagnosis, and experience of dementia and how relationships can be tested in unexpected ways. Following the performance, the attendees can take part in a facilitated conversation about the different themes, metaphors, and impacts of memory loss depicted in the plays. Johnson Memorial will host the first of three one-act plays, which will be held on Thursday, November 18th from 2 to 4 p.m. The conference room at Johnson Memorial will be a viewing site for our resident and tenant family members, mm-hmm. and the Dawson City Building will be an area where community members can take part in viewing on site. This event is free of charge, but registration is required. You do also have an opportunity to view this play via Zoom from your own home. If you're interested in this event, you can visit our website at www.jmhsmn.org and click on the news link. Here you'll find the information on the November 18th event, and you can also find the link to register for the on-site viewing or register to view from your own home via Zoom meeting. If you do not have access to the internet, you can call for a reservation, and that number is 320-564-3235.
Okay, Amanda, well, it's an actual play someone is putting on, and it has to deal with memory loss then. Is it about how to deal with family members or your own self on memory loss, or what's it about really?
It's a little bit of both.
Okay.
So the three-part series, the first play is about a woman who is aware that she's starting to have some memory loss, and she's really trying to prepare her family members and start to get things in place as she begins this journey of memory loss. And the second and third plays will continue throughout this journey as the memory loss becomes more significant. So you'll get to see how it may affect someone that is dealing with memory loss currently, how it affects the family members as well.
Okay. Yeah, very interesting subject. That's very important for family members and, you know, yourself to understand dementia and what is all the emotions that go with it, right?
Correct.
Dealing with it, yep.
Yes.
Okay, so do you need to reserve a ticket or can you just show up?
There is registration required, okay, as there's going to be a limited number for the on-site in the Dawson City Building for community members.
Mm-hmm.
So we do ask that you register. If you would like to view from your home, you need to register as well, as that will send you a link so that you're sure that you can be a participant.
Okay. And what was that website again, or how can you get reserved tickets? Or
you can visit our website at www.jmhsmn.org and click on the news link. There you will find information on the Remember Project and a link to be able to reserve either a spot at the Dawson City Building or to be able to view from your own home. You can also call 320-564-3235, and you'll be able to register that way as well.
Okay. And I understand not only in Dawson at Johns Memorial Conference Room or the Dawson City Building, there's other places in our Q92 listening area where you can watch this as well, right?
Yes, that's right. Montevideo is hosting one at the Millennium Theater, mm-hmm, and Granite Falls has two sites.
Okay. All right. Interesting. Very educational, I bet, to watch this, huh? What is the name of the play?
The name of the play is called Fortune Cookies.
Okay. And that's the one-act play about memory loss then. So.
Correct.
All right. Did we cover everything, Amanda?
I think so.
All right, you did a great job. All right, well, thank you, Amanda, for being on Wellness Wednesday this morning, and I just want to encourage everybody to register with this free virtual event that Amanda just mentioned. So,
thanks a lot.
That's Amanda Redepenny from Johnson Memorial Health Services, and this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.